You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns and we are back with another Seven of the Best. This week, we are taking a close look at the blue half of Merseyside. Everton boast a rich seam of history since their foundation in 1878 and have produced some of the biggest names in football. So each week, we'll be going through different clubs up and down the football land and deciding who were the seven of the best from that particular club's history. And as I said at the beginning, this week we are picking the Toffees. Last week, we went on a trip to Manchester. We got the bus to the Etihad and decided that Colin Bell just about pipped the magician David Silva to City's greatest ever player. The one reason I give you these beautiful podcast presents where we count down the seven of the best is because this podcast is sponsored by 7otb.com. Do you know what that is? Well, I'm going to tell you. It's a free-to-play game where you pick your seven of the best predictions from the top eight football leagues in the country. All you have to do is pick five wins, one banker, which is the team you most strongly feel will win that game week, and simply, to finish it off, one draw. I'm going to tell you something now, which might blow your mind. On Seven of the Best, I bet you didn't know this, you are never more than 4 weeks away from winning the big prize, and that big prize is £1 million. Pounds. Oh yes, every week I think of one new thing I would spend my £1 million on. And this week I have come up with a very, very good idea. Get on this, football friends. I'd probably give my hero, my god, Liam Gallagher, £1 million pounds to perform rock and roll star at my New Year's Eve party. Now that would be a special night. I reckon he'd do it as well for £1 million, as long as he stays and has a mad night with us after his performance. Yep, I think LG, you're coming round to mine. I've just got to get seven of the best right for the next 4 weeks. I haven't got time, haven't I? Okay, moving on. What's coming up on the podcast? We'll be picking our seven of the best players to ever play for Everton. We'll be giving you the opportunity to pick your seven of the best Blues players via at the Football Hour. I'll be telling you, wait for it, I'm going to be exciting you lot by me telling you how I absolutely smashed it out of the park and got my best score ever on 7otb.com last week. I am buzzing about that. We'll also be walking you through my predictions for game week 21. Obviously, listeners, you'll be listening now because I'm actually good at the game. Well, I was last week. I don't know about this week, but I've got my fingers crossed. But first, football friends, let's kick off the show by counting down the seven of the best Everton players ever. This podcast will certainly not be mentioning the likes of Jarz Jakobsen, Andy van der Meyde, and Brett Angle. I don't know who any of them are. You may have to Google them, boys, unless you're an Everton diehard. We'll be focusing on the cream of the blue crop. So we'll be starting from seven, and we'll work our way to the best player to ever play for Everton. Here we go. At number seven, Kevin Ratcliffe. The Welsh international was made Everton captain by Howard Kendall in 1983 at the tender age of 23. Whilst captain, Ratcliffe led Everton to one of their most successful spells in the club's history, winning the 1984 FA Cup final, the league championship in 84-85, and again in 86-87, and to top things off, the UEFA Cup Winners' Cup in 84-85. Not a bad player to start off our countdown. At number six on the chart, Bob Latchford, one of the most expensive players in the English league. Latchford's 350 grand move from Birmingham City to Everton came with a lot of expectation, an expectation that was met by our Bob. The free scoring striker scored a total of 106 goals in just 236 appearances for Everton, becoming the club's top goal scorer during the 75, 76, 77, oh, and to finish it off, the 78 season. Number five, Howard Kendall. Howard Kendall was a magnificent servant to Everton in his playing career, most notably as part of the famed Kendall-Harvey-Ball midfield trinity in the late 60s and early 70s. But it is his additional time as manager with the Goodison Park club which edges him into the list, particularly for his first spell in charge between 81 and 87. Kendall made 229 appearances for the Toffees and scored 21 goals before joining Birmingham City in 1974 as part of the deal which brought Bob Latchford to Everton, who was number 6 on our list. Kendall began his managerial career with Blackburn Rovers in 79 and guided the club out of the old Division 3 before just missing out on promotion to the top 5 on goal difference in 1981. The pull of his former club was too strong to resist when Gordon Lee left Everton, and Kendall rejoined the club as player manager and made a further 4 appearances for the team. After 2 seasons of steady progress and a campaign by some disillusioned supporters to get rid of him, Kendall won his first trophy. 1984, you won the FA Cup against Watford. Everton fans will surely remember. The league title was twice won in 85 and 87, along with the European Cup Winners' Cup in 85, the same season in which only a Norman Whiteside goal for Manchester United denied him the domestic double. Kendall left for Athletic Bilbao in the summer of 87, but returned twice for less successful stints in charge of the team between 1990 and 93, and then 97 to 98. That was Howard Kendall. This is number 4, Brian Lebon. Joined Everton in July 1957, instead of going to university, and went on to become one of the club's greatest legend. His record of 534 appearances for the Blues remains a club record for an outfield player, and he captained the team in the 66 FA Cup final win over Sheffield Wednesday, and during the title winning season of 69-70. He was also a member of the Everton team which won the First Division Championship in 63. He withdrew from the England squad for the 66 World Cup finals due to his impending marriage, but played in 3 of the 4 matches for his country at Mexico 1970. Oh, you shouldn't have done the marriage, should you, mate? Forget the misses, you should have played for England and won the World Cup. The defender won a total of 26 caps. He retired from playing in 1971 after suffering a serious Achilles injury, but maintained a long-standing association with the club until his death in April 2006. He passed away after an appearance at a supporters' awards evening at the Winslow pub opposite Goodison Park. A piece of Everton went with him. Number 3, Neville Southall. Southall arrived at Everton in 81 as the least famous member of a group of signings bought by new manager Kendall, dubbed the Magnificent Seven. The goalkeeper left Goodison Park in 1998 as the club's record appearance holder, a massive 751 games, a host of medals, and a mind full of memories for Everton supporters. Southall joined from Bury for $150,000 at the same time as another goalkeeper, Jim Arnold from Blackburn, who was considered to be Kendall's number one at the time. But it was the Wales international who would go on to surpass all records at Goodison and was the only member of the 1985 squad to still be on the team when Everton won the FA Cup against Man United 10 years later. Southall also got on the score sheet during his time at Goodison Park when he took a spot kick in a penalty shootout against Charlton Athletic in the full Members' Cup. Number 2, Alan Ball. Ball signed for Everton in a British record £110,000 deal from Blackpool just a month after winning the World Cup with England. The midfielder with the white boots would go on to become an Everton legend within weeks of his first season at the club when he netted twice in a 3-1 win over arch rivals Liverpool. Ball had skills and talents which have rarely been matched at Goodison Park, and he won his first major honour at club level as part of the 1970 First Division title winning side. When Ball left for Arsenal in 1971 for $220,000, he was just 26 years old and at the peak of his ability. The outpouring of grief was tangible among Everton supporters. Ball once said, "Once Everton has touched you, nothing will be the same." And his mutual love for the club and the supporters never wavered as he furthered his career beyond Highbury with Southampton before moving into management with Portsmouth, Saints and Man City. When Ball died in April 2007, almost a year to the day after former teammate Lebon, There was no greater grief in football than at Goodison Park. Finally, Everton Football Club's greatest ever player, William Ralph Dean, or Dixie Dean, is arguably the greatest striker England has produced, let alone Everton. The Birkenhead-born player joined the Goodison Park side from Tranmere Rovers in 1925 for a measly £3,000 and went on to set record after record for the team he supported as a boy. Dean scored 32 goals in his first season at Everton before a motorcycle accident in 1926 saw him suffer a fractured skull and jaw. But Dean was tough and he bounced back in style, and his 60 goals in 39 league appearances is a record which is unlikely to be broken as Everton cruise to the title. The Blues were relegated in 1930, but Dean refused to leave the club and he helped the Blues back into the top flight in 1931, before capturing the league title the following season. Dean scored in the 33 FA Cup final as Everton beat Man City 3-0 at Wembley. Dean left Everton in 1937 and signed for Notts County the following year, and the outbreak of World War II saw his playing career end. Dean had not visited Goodison Park for several years due to ill health. When he visited the ground to see Everton take on Liverpool in March 1980, he passed away moments after the final whistle. That was Dixie Dean, the person I believe is Everton's greatest ever player. If you do not agree with any of my picks and wish to create your own seven of the best Everton players, all you have to do is tweet at the Football Hour using the hashtag 7OTBEFC with your 1-7. Now, on to 7OTB.com matters. Since basically game week one, everyone has been picking Man City to win in their selections. And the guy in charge at 7OTB, former Spurs captain Ledley King, does a little news article called 7 Talking Points from the weekend's game. You can read the full article online at 7OTB.com. But Ledley wanted to highlight the Blues of Manchester after they destroyed his old side Spurs at the weekend. Ledley said, Man City were again sensational at the Etihad on Saturday, scoring 4 goals for the 6th time in the Premier League this season. The result means we're no closer to finding out how Pep's side can be stopped. City are now the first team to ever beat Liverpool, Arsenal, Man United, Chelsea and Spurs before the new year in Premier League history. So, like Ledley and most of the rest of the players on 7OTB, I suggest just pick Man City as your banker every week. They are so good, they are lightning hot, and they are winning so many players, so many points on 7OTB. On other Ledley matters, his team on the game is pretty tasty. He's called on a few of his mates to help him out. So on our teams, we've got our mates, you know, from school or our mates from Sunday League. Well, Ledley's squad is slightly different. His team is made up of current and former Premier League stars. Yeah, we don't have that in our teams, do we? Ledley's legends last game week scored 79 points. Their top scorer was Ledley King. He got 19 points. Crouchy, who's on his team, scored 15. Robbie Keane and Jermaine Genus scored 14 apiece. Then the boy, the wonder, the legend, Titus Bramble, got 10 points. Oh, Sean Wright Phillips got 17. That's not bad, Sean. And then Paul Robinson, former Spurs goalkeeper, scored a measly 11 points. They came 68th place in the weekly team table. If you want to set up a team like Ledley has done with your mates, probably not Premier League stars, but you can do all right. Pick your mates, can't you? You can go to Manage My Team section on 7OTB and send your mates an email or WhatsApp invite. If your team gets the highest score that game week, you share £700 with your mates. It's that simple. Enough of Ledley and his boys. I want to talk about my fave subject. What is my favourite subject? Well, my favourite subject is me, because I am so bloody proud of myself. I managed to score a whopping 23 points. I managed to pick 6 out of 7 results on 7 of the best last week. I'm buzzing. Listen to this. Chelsea were my banker. Yes, they won. I went for Liverpool away win against Bournemouth. They not only won, they got me an extra point because they scored 4 goals. get in the Scousers. West Brom lost to Man United. I went Man United, get in. I went Man City, obviously. Cardiff, yes. Arsenal, yes. And then the dreaded draw. I went for Bolton to draw with Burton Albion at home. Now, I am calling out Burton winger Lloyd Dyer. Lloyd, if you're listening, you cost me 7 of the best. Lloyd, I have been waiting weeks for this. Weeks, 20 weeks to be exact. And you thought it would be a good idea to get the winning goal against Bolton. Well, it won't, mate. It might have been for your team in the Championship table, but it wasn't for me, lad. Come on, you owe me big style. You owe me big style. I can't believe you scored that goal. It was going to be a draw. Flipping heck, Lloyd. Come on, Lloyd. You're better than that. Sorry, I'm not bitter. I did really well. I got 23 points. I'm just a little bit bitter with Burton. Okay, moving on, Alex. For my week 21 predictions, I've gone for wins for Man United. Leeds United. I'm going to that game. Come on, Leeds. Wolves, Bradford, Peterborough. My banker is Pep and his City boys. My draw, Swansea City versus Crystal Palace. Do not let me down on the draw this week. To enter your predictions, all you have to do is head to www.7otb.com to set up your profile and new teams with your mates. Then, just like I have, you can copy my selections if you want, but just like I have, enter your 7 of the best game week selections. As I always say, it's free to enter and you, yes, you can try and play your way to £1 million. Finally, if you want to get some stats, some help on who to pick for your 7 of the best, head to @7otbfootball for the latest stats. And that's it for me. All I've got to say is Merry Christmas. Thank you so much to 7 of the best. It's been a brilliant 2017. We're going to be back with this podcast in the new year. We love you all very much. So, all I've got to say now is thank you to you, football friend. Thank you to 7otb.com. And thank you for always staying subscribed and always listening to The Football Hour. I'm Alex Mearns. Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.